The mass extermination of the Jews in Warsaw began in August 1942. Behind a high wall, to the top of which was thrown with glass, 500,000 of them awaited death. Yet, even as late as the memorable Palm Sunday on 1943, there were still 40 in the Warsaw ghetto. These the Germans employed in war industry. The battle of the ghetto was unexpected. It came as a complete surprise, but not to the Polish underground, but long expected that the Germans might attack the ghetto and were determined that they should pay heavily in the attempt. Plans for the defense of the ghetto were entrusted to the commander of the Polish underground army, who was in direct contact with the leaders of the Jewish military organization. Arms and supplies from the stores of the underground army were provided for the Jewish military organization. These were smuggled into the ghetto by soldiers of the underground army. What brought about the battle of the ghetto? When the German authorities called for 5,000 Jews to come at a fixed hour at the largest square of the ghetto, the Jews well knew the meaning of death order. It was always followed by deportations to camps of extermination. Many victims used to die in agony on their way there. The Jews knew that, and they refused to obey the order. Then the fight began. The Jews destroyed German stores and factories inside the ghetto. On the morning of Palm Sunday, I heard the first sounds of battle. As I was reaching the end of Miodola Street, I saw vast numbers of German police crowding the square. Four field guns were firing incessantly in the direction of the ghetto houses. German armored cars passed me with a roar. I saw a whole SS Waffen detachment marching fully armed to wage battle against these Jews whom they hated and despised. One of their units was trying to storm a gate of the ghetto in Muranowska Street. They were met by a storm of projectiles and hand grenades. Then tanks and armored cars were sent to the ghetto, but they were soon in flames. While the fighting was going on, units of the Polish underground army, under the command of my friends, attacked from the rear the SS soldiers encircling the ghetto. The Germans tried to storm the ghetto with tanks, planes and artillery. For 3 weeks they attacked again and again, but they failed. Still, the Polish and Jewish colors fluttered from the wrecked ghetto houses. Then, the Germans adopted another method. They began to burn the houses using their flamethrowers. The Jews fought cover in cellars and sewers while the Germans systematically liquidated house after house. The whole of Warsaw was filled with smoke, soot and burned remains of timber and paper which were swept along the streets by the wind. The ghetto, which occupied 1/6 of the whole area of Warsaw, was reduced to a stony desert. The Germans left only the famous Pawlak prison. This was full of Poles awaiting execution. The last stronghold of resistance gave in at the end of June after 2 months. Some Jews succeeded in escaping, and these are now in hiding in Polish houses. They have been provided with fake Polish documents. If they should be found out, both the Jew and the Pole who hides him would be shot immediately. But the battle of the ghetto is only one instance of the everyday drama that is going on in Poland. We used to think out there that the Western world was unable to understand it. To understand this drama, one has to live through it. It's impossible to describe in words.